In his newly released pared-down state budget, Governor Patrick is taking aim at many programs, including health care. The governor said he expects to save almost $1 billion by controlling health care costs and by changing how the state contracts for coverage. But is it doable? For a reality check this morning, we're joined now by Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, the Watchdog Group. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to join you, Bob.
Mike, before I ask the is it doable question specifically, let me ask this question. How's Governor Patrick looking to save on health care costs? Give us a few of the details as you see it in the budget.
Well, he's laid out a broad strokes, but not provided much in the way of details. The main thing he's talking about is something called competitive procurement, using the buying power of the state. In mass health, for example, with managed care organizations and providers, presumably ask for bids in order to lower costs to provide health care for some 800,000 people in the mass health program. That's certainly very ambitious. In addition, they're talking
about... So let me interrupt you there, though. So I imagine he hopes then for lower bids for doctor services, for other health care services, for prescription drugs, perhaps?
Some combination of lower costs for all the services that MassHealth purchases, that will put enormous squeeze, obviously further squeeze, on the healthcare system, which is already being squeezed mightily from several sources, including the fact that the state is cutting reimbursement rates to hospitals under the Medicaid program. And another step in order to control costs next year is to cut the rates further, apparently.
Well, let me ask you the doable question now. Do you think that that kind of savings is achievable?
In one word, no, I don't. On the other hand, I think the administration is right to go down this road and see if it can achieve more savings out of the Medicaid program. I mean, this is a national problem. Medicaid budgets are exploding. So something needs to be done. I think the question here is, how does he do it? And should he have budgeted this much savings in the budget he presented?
Let me ask you another question. The governor hopes to save money for cities and towns by moving them out of expensive local health care plans into the state's group insurance commission. What factors would come into play on that? Is that politically doable?
Well, I think it's politically doable now because the pressure is so great. The growth in health care costs for cities and towns is much greater than for the state, and it's basically, the consequences are that more and more teachers and local employees are being let go because it can't afford these escalating costs. So I think this is the year that something's going to be done. The problem I have with the governor's proposal is that there are no details. He's taken a step in the right direction, but basically he said, give me legislation and we'll solve it by regulation. Well, I don't think the legislature's going to do that. I don't think they should do that. The details need to be in the legislation. Also, he's proposing that some of the savings will go to the employees, and in fact, employees receive savings through lower premiums anyway and saving jobs. So I think there are some flaws in the governor's proposal.
The governor's budget plan to move employees in cities and towns into the state group health insurance commission would eliminate what's going to be controversial, any union veto of changes to municipal health plans. What's the likelihood the legislature is going to go along with that?
Well, given the severity of the problem facing cities and towns, another year of cuts, large layoffs across the Commonwealth for most communities, so I think there's a collision here between the crisis of municipal finances on the one hand and the clout of public sector unions on the other. I think slowly the reality is dawning on the legislature and political leaders that something needs to be done. Politically, it is, of course, very difficult. The question in the end is, will whatever is done, and something will be done in 2011, will it really be adequate, or will it be a fig leaf that pretends to deal with a problem and really doesn't address it?
So the jury's out, as far as you're concerned, on whether what the governor's proposing will do the trick, solving the state's budget problems.
Yes, I think the jury is very much out, both from the point of view of the Medicaid program and local health care. On the other hand, he's moving in both areas in the right direction.
Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.